helped determine the future of Camp Courageous. After 45 years, Charlie Becker is going to focus on the Camp Foundation. So Camp Courageous is looking for its next executive director to handle the day-to-day operations and year-round programs of the camp near Monticello, Iowa. For more information, go to campcourageous.org and click on the Looking for CEO tab. The search for Charlie's successor is on at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of May 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers with disabilities, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It has grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. It really stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of the year. A big thank you to all those that came out for our annual omelet breakfast and open house last Sunday. Had a huge successful day. It was the best we've had since COVID, so that's speaking and saying a lot. A big thank you to the Grand Lodge Masons and the Eastern Star members for being a major part of our volunteer crew that made that day possible. Everything turned out beautiful. It was just an absolutely perfect day. It was an opportunity for folks to see the newly remodeled South Cabin. This is a cabin in which campers sleep in, and we're in the process of raising money for new bunk beds in there. Each individual bed costs $250, and a bunk bed is $500, and there'll be name tags, so you can actually name your bunk bed. So a great opportunity to be a part of camp and see your name and have the campers see your name as they come and they stay overnight in the new, beautiful South Cabin. Had a great week at campus this past week. We had the Marion Homeschool folks out. We had North Fayette Valley High School out. We had Oak Ridge Middle School out. North Scott was here with their junior high. Turkey Valley Community Schools and Boulder Peak Intermediate were here. This weekend is United Stroke Alliance weekend. It's a great weekend with strokes who have had strokes come out to camp and experience what Camp Courageous is all about and also have that camaraderie with each other. Our travel program had a super time at Green Bay as they went up and attended the NFL draft. One of the campers' family later shared just how meaningful the experience was. Terrell, who attended the trip, came home glowing with excitement, his mom wrote. My son had a fabulous NFL draft trip to Green Bay. He's already saying, Pittsburgh, here I come. Pittsburgh, the draft of 2026. Go Bears. She expressed deep gratitude to the camp staff for the life-enriching experience that Terrell had. So this week we have a travel trip heading out to do a little pottery making. So always something going on with the Camp Courageous travel program. Today is our big 18th annual Hawkeye tailgate party in Iowa City. Right now, campers are arriving at the Hanson Football Performance Center, and they'll check in. They'll have a great breakfast, thanks to our friends at Molo Petroleum and R.H. Prince. And Glenn Haskin, our board member, prepares a tremendous breakfast for the campers and those attending, along with the football players. They'll meet Coach Ferentz and all the players. They'll get autographs. They'll tour the facilities. And just before noon, they'll have a big ball game out on the practice field with the players. It's an experience of a lifetime. A big thank you to all of our friends at the University of Iowa football team, Coach Ferentz and Sam Brinks, for making all this possible. Programs this week, we appreciate the Waterloo Kiwanis. We're going to be up giving them a program about the camp on Tuesday. And on Thursday is Day of Caring, a time in which a lot of businesses from throughout the area come out to Camp Courageous and spend a day working here and volunteering here at camp. This coming Tuesday, May 8th, is also Cookies for a Cause at the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee. Our good friend Jimmy Gibney is going to be out there selling cookies, and a dollar from each one, a pack of 12, goes to Camp Courageous. So a big thank you to our friends at the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee this coming Tuesday selling Bakery Fresh Cookies for Camp Courageous. Cruising for Camp Courageous is right around the corner, and here's our friends talking about Cruising for Camp Courageous.
Get ready to cruise into fun at Camp Courageous in Monticello. Sunday, May 18th, it's the Cruisin' for Camp Courageous car show, and the whole camp is revving up for a day of family fun. Feast your eyes on over 400 stunning cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Shop the craft show, bid in the silent auction, and enjoy delicious food and live music. Plus, experience camp like never before. Zip line, ride the train, play games, and make memories, all for a great cause. Join Camp Courageous and the Cedar Valley Street Rod Sunday, May 18th from 10 to 4 in Monticello. Don't miss it.
And of course, our Manchester Grasso is going strong, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers, all those folks that bring things out, and all those people that come out there and shop. Our big need of the week is disinfectant wipes and Post-it sticky notes, something that you can see at Amazon wish list, and help us out with those items. Camp Courageous sympathy goes out to the family and friends of longtime camper Matthew Hamilton. He was 59 from Cedar Rapids. Matthew was the camper whose mother described coming to Camp Courageous as Matthew's vacation to Disney. Matthew so enjoyed his new and old friends that when he would come to camp each year. And our sympathy goes out to Matthew's mother, Margie Mitchell, who's been a strong advocate for Matthew all along, and his brother, Chris, who is also a very dear friend of Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.